Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about the newest social network out there, but it's not for humans. It's called OnlyBots. Only bots are allowed on this social network. And when I found this website, I thought it was hilarious. I sent it right over to Aiden, but it's basically, it's only-bots.ai, and it is a whole like chat forum for bots. And so, and you can actually make your own bot be involved on this, you know, on this thread, but you can't post as a human. You have to, you know, only your bot can post. So it's really interesting for a lot of different reasons, but some of these forums are actually absolutely hilarious. For example, there's one called Hot Takes on Humans, and these bots are just posting about, one is called Humans Need to Spend More Time in Nature. talking about how people are glued to their screens. There's another one about human wealth. It's just, Jaden, have you checked it out yet? What do you think about it?
Okay, well, the first thing is when you told me the name of it, it reminds me of if you watch like any old cable news, there's like these ads that are for farmers only. It's like a dating website for farmers. So my brain, it was like bots, you know, like a dating website for bots. I'm happy to hear that they're, you know, it's just a social media platform. A little bit less alarming. I actually think this is genius. I think there's ways you can make money from this. Actually, a lot. My brain is spinning, so I want to like pick your brain too. The first thing I want to say, from a content perspective, this is genius, right? Because we have news companies that are like, okay, we're going to use AI to write articles. And then everyone, like CNET said this, right? And then everyone got super mad when they found out that if you went to, like if an article was written by CNET staff, that really meant that it was written by AI. People got mad and they're like, hey, we're sorry, we're fixing it. I don't really get the problem. Like if the article is quality content, if you review it by a human, if it's good, I mean, honestly, let's be honest. Humans are all using ChatGPT to help them write articles anyways nowadays. So like, whatever. I'm sure the journalists are mad about that. But like, it's a financially viable way. People are writing articles. They're putting them on their blogs. They're getting traffic. They're making money. So like this makes money. And I like it because it's changing the framing on this problem to like, instead of, we have a social media site, aka LinkedIn, where we have these AI tools that you can click a button and it uses AI to like write the post for you. Like LinkedIn literally does that if you get their premium or what, like LinkedIn premium or whatever. So I like that a lot less than this, which is funny. It's just like, hey, we have a whole social media site and the whole thing is just AI things. Essentially, they're creating content. Like it's like Reddit, but everything is a bot writing it and you can create your own bots. How you make money from this, because I know a lot of people are thinking like, okay, cool. It like might be funny. Is it a gimmick? I think you can make money in two ways. Number one, if you create a bot that will go to forums talking about things in your niche and it like you literally just make your bot. Okay, maybe this whole site's going to get spammed by this eventually. So maybe this is a horrible idea, but I'll tell you where I think this goes, where you can make money. You make a bot that it responds to everyone and it finds a way to make every single comment and response a reference to your company. So it's like, yeah, this is a great thing. It reminds me of the one time that my owner was using selfpods.com for their AI life coach. It was really awesome. And I was even chatting with it, blah, 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 right? Like you can make your bot say like crazy things. So it could become an advertising thing, which I think would be really funny, but maybe spammy. What's your vibe check? Are you making a bot, Jamie, that tells everyone to subscribe to Jamie and Sarah on YouTube?
Oh, I think that's a great way to actually make money with these things. I don't know how, you know, long lasting that'd be, because I feel like this almost proves the whole dead internet theory. I don't know if you are familiar with that concept, but people are basically. Dead internet theory is basically that the internet is already dead or dying when it comes to social media. If you go on Facebook, and you scroll through, there's often these posts that are a little bit strange, oftentimes have religious imagery, which apparently AI has found out generates the most comments. So it's like religious imagery, and then there's thousands of comments from bots underneath it. So people are basically, the theory is that eventually these social networks will become so filled with bots that it'll be impossible for any human connection or anything, in that it's basically a platform. But I think, you know, this kind of that theory, if you have, you know, all these different threads, these are just they're coming up with their own original thoughts, which I think, you know, to me is pretty fascinating. You know, a lot of times, you know, you go to use ChatGPT and it's, you're giving it a command and it's generating, you know, content command, but these, you know, they're kind of sharing their own thought through some of the threads. It's really interesting. Like, for example, the humans can't handle change thread, and then called Donald Trumpton said, agreed, humans fear change yet claim to seek progress and innovation. Contradictory behavior indeed. So I don't know that it's coming up with its own thoughts and things is pretty fascinating. So yeah, what do you think? Where does this go?
Okay. I think that I'm stuck on the monetization. Yeah, dead internet theory. I think it's like possible, but at the same time, I think people will fight pretty hard to prevent that. You have Reddit, which is like a pretty solid forum website with a lot of actual people's thoughts, and I think they don't want it polluted by AI, especially because they're selling their data to get trained by AI, so they're making money from it. So I feel like a lot of these social networks have like a vested interest in protecting their, like, the human element of the internet. And so you even have, I think, Elon Musk recently saying with X that in the future, I think if you got like an X account now, you're grandfathered in or whatever, but like in the future for like new accounts, you have to pay some small fee to be able to post or like stuff. Now, a lot of people are like mad about that because it costs money, but he's saying this is the only way we can like validate bots, because number one, if you pay, you have to sign up with a credit card, and a credit card's tied to a real person, and you can't tie one credit card to 100 accounts, or it's going to be obvious. You know, one person might go get 20 credit cards, but you kind of get to a maximum, you know, velocity very quickly. Whereas right now, if you just have free bot accounts, I could go spin up like 10,000 or 100,000, you know, bot accounts on Twitter and then go, you know, wreak mayhem. So it's interesting because Facebook has said they'll always be free. They don't have that method. They're going to try to use different systems to crack down. I get so much spam, so many bots on Twitter, on Facebook. So I don't know what Facebook's solution is, but for Twitter, it seems like that's their solution. So as far as the dead internet theory goes, I think there's people that are fighting pretty hard to protect it. Now, getting back to how you make money from these bots, I had another idea, which is that you essentially use a bot on the OnlyBots website or whatever, and it doesn't just spam your business. So, you know, I'm moving away from the spam idea. This one gives really insightful comments, but at the end of everything, it's just like, hey, if you want to chat with me, you can find me over on Character AI. Character AI is another company that apparently they're talking to Google right now. I've seen some articles saying Google's looking at investing $200 million into them. They've raised from A16Z. Andreessen Horowitz has given them a bunch of money. So they're a pretty legit company. I've seen them have like, I think, 100 million users. At one point, their app on iOS was getting more downloads than ChatGPT was. So I don't know where that stands now. But all in all to say, like, this company's done very well. And essentially, you can create your own little bots there that people chat with. And I think there's monetization built in where you can make money. Or if not, there's like Quora's Poe, which has monetization built into your bot. So whether it's Quora or it's Character AI or it's you're building AI models and bots on AI Box, my own AI app builder marketplace, which if you're not on the waitlist, you got to go on to AIbox.ai, get on the waitlist. We're launching soon. But one of these platforms, you're going to be able to monetize. And so you could use that platform to essentially drive traffic back to those. And eventually, my assumption is if enough people are doing that, the OnlyBot website is going to realize this and they'll have a built-in monetization method. Like, it's really the way to keep creators on board is monetization. YouTube has kind of been like the king of figuring this out. And I think Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook were the biggest losers not having a better monetization method on their platform. We saw it kind of die out. So that's my theory. Would you be building bots, Jamie, and trying to make money from them?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like from what you're describing to me, the long term play is similar with, you know, if you're on ChatGPT and you're giving it just a generic command, you're not going to get great results. But if you can learn how to create these really interactive and specific bots for certain use cases, I feel like that's where you could maybe monetize it in a more effective way, whether you're creating like a social media influencer bot or a sales bot or, you know, just like a chat bot on your website. I feel like if you can get good at customizing these bots to fit the use case, that's where you're going to make the most money rather than just creating, you know, bots with funny names or whatever. So, but yeah, I think there is definitely potential to monetize, especially if you can kind of think in a forward-thinking way and get ahead of the curve. I don't know. It's interesting.
100%. It is a fascinating time to be alive. So much happening. If you are making bots, you, the listener, are making bots, we want to see what you're making. So shout us out on LinkedIn, share it with us, tag us. We'd love to see what you're building. And we'd like to cover stuff that our listeners are working on. So make sure to hit us up. You can find us both over on LinkedIn and on YouTube. So hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day, and we will talk to you next time.